regular meeting of the Lawrence Township Zoning Board of Adjustment has been provided by filing the annual meeting schedule with the municipal clerk as required by law, and by filing this agenda and notice with the municipal clerk, posting prominently in the municipal building and mailing to the Trentonian newspaper.
Mr. Blaney?
Present.
Ms. Dember? Mr. Cohen?
Here.
Chairperson Holtham?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Ms. Sigalakis?
Here.
And Mr. Camasco has an excused absence.
Okay, so first on the agenda, we have minutes for approval from our September 17th meeting of this year. Can I hear a motion to approve them? Were there any corrections?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Is everyone here for the last meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, great. Next on our agenda is public participation for items that are not on the agenda, so things that are not otherwise covered by our applications and resolutions tonight. Is there anyone in the audience? Nope. Seeing none, we have a resolution of memorialization 14-25Z, bulk variance application number ZB4/25 for 32 Canal View Drive.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution of memorialization 14-25Z.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay.
Mr. Blaney?
Yes.
Mr. Cohen?
Yes.
Chairperson Holtham?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, so we move on to our business for the evening, which is use and bulk variance application number ZB-3/24 for 84 Maryland Avenue. Would the applicant like to approach the table? I'm gonna talk to you a little bit.
Yes. Unfortunately, we were notified around 3 o'clock this afternoon that the applicant would not be able to attend the meeting tonight, and they sent a letter, and they have asked that the board reschedule this matter for the next meeting, which would be December 17th, but they have asked the board to take jurisdiction.
Okay. And Mr. Scherer, the notices and all that?
We have, Brenda and I have reviewed the proof of notice and proof of publication, so that is in order. So the board tonight could pass a motion to accept jurisdiction and then to continue the hearing to the meeting on the 17th of December. I think we've also indicated to the applicant's attorney that if the board was to do that, they would send a regular letter, not a certified letter, but a regular letter to all these folks who are interested and anybody on the 200-foot property owner list that the hearing will be held on the 17th of December. And I would also suggest that as part of the motion that the board advise the applicant that this is the last postponement and that the matter has to be heard on the 18th, where the board would take jurisdiction or take action to dismiss the application. This matter has been put off and off and off. These poor folks have come out many, many times to hear the case and to have it resolved. And we don't have any jurisdiction over when you get a letter at 3 o'clock in the afternoon saying we're not coming.
Okay, and if we were to take jurisdiction of this matter and continue it to the next meeting, would the members of the public be able to give testimony on the record so that if they were not available for the next meeting, they wouldn't be coming back?
No.
Okay.
No, in other words, we can't do anything on the substance of the application tonight because they're not here. So we couldn't discuss their application without them being here to hear what we have to say or to hear what the residents had to say. Everybody would have to be in the same room and we would have to do it at the next hearing. But I think we did want to explain, and there are a lot of folks that are here and they've been here before and wondering how long does this take? It doesn't normally take this long, but when we do get the request and everything is in order as far as the noticing goes, we can accept jurisdiction. But I think respectfully, I think we ought to call the issue on the 17th and have a hearing or dismiss the case.
And when is our next meeting after that? Just acknowledging that that is during a busy time of year, and I don't know if any board members will, for example, be traveling. We would want to make sure that we have quorum, all of that.
We will have a quorum. One member has already notified me that he will not be attending, but this matter does need to be heard.
Okay.
I think that after we go through testimony and questions and answers, we can see if the applicant wants to delay the vote, but if that would be something to discuss, but that may not even be necessary.
Right. As long as we have a quorum, five of you, we can proceed with the application. It's a use variance application, so it's going to require a supermajority, a 5-vote, in order to approve it, if the board was to approve it. And normally an applicant's given the opportunity to wait until somebody reviewed the record or was available in order to vote on the actual application. But we may not have to cross that bridge. We're hoping, and we've stressed to the attorney for the applicant that they need to be here. And if we can provide a board with alternates or whoever else could come of, 7 people, and we're ready to go.
Okay.
Did they provide any reason for not coming tonight? Just so everybody can hear it?
Their letter has said that they have decided to retain a professional planner, which they did not have prior to yesterday. Although Mr. Schmier and I had discussed this issue with them, but I believe that they read the reports that had been provided and decided they needed assistance.
Okay.
I have a question.
Mr. Schmier, I apologize. It could be just me, my fuzzy memory. I've been on the board almost 10 years now, and you said that these folks have been here, that this has come before the board before, and I don't remember it.
No, it hasn't come before the board before, but many of the residents have come to Town Hall to inquire about the application and find out what is going on and what is the delay in scheduling.
Understood. Thank you very much.
You mentioned that there has to be a supermajority.
Mm-hmm.
A supermajority meaning 5?
5 out of 7 have
okay.
to vote yes for it to
my
be.
My only concern is I'll be here on the 17th. I'm not sure about everybody else, but supermajority, we're usually only getting 5 board members for the past 4 or 5 meetings. So what does that mean? If 5 vote one way or the other, it's a supermajority, but if 4 out of 5, yeah.
The application would be denied.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
All right. Well, hearing that, it sounds like we want to make sure that this matter is coming before the board so that it doesn't remain in some state of suspense for an indefinite period. We have a meeting coming up in December, so I would entertain a motion to accept.
Just a question first. I mean, is it, I have no idea. If they just retained a planner, is giving them just till December 17th going to be adequate? I mean, are we putting them in a bad position? I'm not saying that, I practice law again every day. I understand giving deadlines, but if, I don't know how long it takes a planner to go over stuff and give you a report that's going to be worthwhile for everybody. We're going to put ourselves back in the same
right.
position
very,
again.
A very valid point, but this case has been dragging in both the zoning and planning office and elsewhere for a very long time. And I think that we need to provide a very firm deadline, and they need to meet it or the board move on as the board is empowered to do.
There should be enough time for a planner to, it's not a terribly complicated case. And it should be enough time for a planner to get up to speed and, come in. Come on.
Thank you.
Okay. What's the protocol for?
If somebody in the audience has a question to be answered.
Oh, sure, yeah. Now, we can't talk about the case, but we can talk about what's happening.
I just have a question.
Sure.
You said something about moving the jurisdiction to the board. What does that mean, moving the jurisdiction?
Well, the first thing the board does on any application that comes in is to make sure that the notices went out to people within 200 feet of the property and the utility companies and all the people that they're supposed to notice. Brenda's office puts together a list, and they have to either hand-deliver notices or send certified letters to anybody within 200 feet. So we've checked that, and they've done that. So the board then would say they have jurisdiction. They can hear the case, and that's the first step in order to begin the process. And then we've just gone through that. So on the 17th, when the chair calls the matter to come forward, we'll reaffirm that notice is fine. And then they'll sit right up here, and then they would present their case.
Okay.
And then after they present the case, or they present witnesses, if you have any questions from what you've heard, you can ask questions. And after they get done the case, if you have any comments you want to put on the record, we swear you in, and you can tell the board about your position on the application.
So with all of this said, I would entertain a motion to accept jurisdiction and continue this to our December meeting. December 18th, is that?
17th.
Our regular December 17th meeting.
I'll go ahead and I'll move that we accept jurisdiction and continue the hearing until just the December 17th meeting.
Do we need to specify anything additional about no further extensions in that motion?
Right.
Yeah. With no further extensions.
And notice by a regular mail.
And notice by a regular mail.
Great. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. It's just like an all-in-favor situation?
Or?
All in favor.
Yes, you should do a roll call.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Mr. Blaney?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Cohen, sorry. Chairperson Holtham?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Sigalakis?
Yes. So that means we are adjourned for this evening, and we will come back on December 17th to hopefully hear this application.
One thing. Excuse me, members of the public, please call our office on the day of the meeting to make sure that we're still going to have the meeting in case something has transpired that the applicant withdraws his application or something like that. So please call our office.
Yeah, we don't want to drag you out here for no reason.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
My garden.